Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out. Use it to your advantage, and we built them just for you. Catherine Caputa is our guest. Catherine with a C, Caputa with a K. She's the president of Self Brand. She's one of the top experts on the planet. And branding, and the author of a number of books, including her new one, Graduate to a Great Career, How Smart Students, New Graduates, and Young Professionals Can Launch Brand You. Catherine, thanks for being here. I know the book's available wherever books are sold. What about another website?
Yeah, the website is selfbrand, selfbrand.com. And I also have a website for the book, graduatetoagreatcareer.com.
All right, so check that out. We're talking about trade shows.
Right.
And how to, now we just talked about the power of a trade show, what you find there, why you should go, why you should budget for the time. You know, I was saying something at the very end there that my family has been doing for decades. Trade shows are almost always in a cool city.
Yes.
So take budget for the trade show. Let the company pay for you to go to the trade show. You can write the whole darn thing off. And tag on 3 or 4 days in the city where you're going to be.
Right, exactly.
Take a vacation.
Exactly. And the thing you want to do, too, is make the most of the event. And I think that, you know, you can look in advance, you know, who's going to be there, what booth you want to make sure you visit. You can email or send a note through LinkedIn. That you want to set up a meeting with particular people
right. That
you want to get to know. Look at what talks and what sessions you want to attend. So plan it so that you can really make the most.
That's a really important point we haven't talked about. Most trade shows, 99.9% of trade shows, have educational programs going on that will teach you how to add technology to your business, will teach you how to capitalize your business, will teach you how to sell your business, will teach you how to hire employees, will teach you how to deal with different generations. The breakout sessions and the keynotes will knock your socks off.
Right.
And then
all of these are great networking events, other people that are there. So make sure you bring your business card and hand them out, or if you have a sell sheet, hand that out, and make sure you get cards. You know, that's
one
thing you want to get, too. And follow up after the event.
That's a good idea. Yeah, the networking. Once you've done the networking, follow up. So talk to us about the networking part of this thing, Catherine.
Well, you know, I think, you know, you really want to look in advance of who you want to get to know. In fact, when I've spoken at different conferences, there's always a group of people that send you an email in advance or a LinkedIn email and say, hey, I read your book or I'm attending your session. I'd love to talk to you for 5 minutes, you know, during one of the breaks or after your talk. You know, so that's a key thing to do. And a key thing to do at these events is not just to go with somebody you know and just hang out together during all the networking sessions. You want to break apart for a while, you know, and meet other people on your own. Go up and introduce yourself. And if you meet someone interesting, bring them over to meet your friend.
Sometimes there will be two breakout sessions all at the same time that you want to see. My wife and I, one of us will go to one and one will go to the other, and then we'll compare notes afterwards.
Right, exactly. And I think at all of these things, you want to, you know, build up a conversation and a relationship and exchange business cards and follow up so that, you know, you continue the relationship. But you want to look at not only the sessions to attend, but all of these trade shows have specific networking events. Often there's like four in an evening, you know.
Oh yeah, every meal is going to be a networking opportunity. They'll have mixer times. Also, you know, if you're not familiar if you haven't joined your trade group yet, when you call to join, don't join online. call the office and meet somebody on the phone there at the office. Tell them who you are. Tell them you're coming. I think you'll be amazed at how they'll almost adopt you. They'll act like you can't wait for them to meet you. And then when you sign up and say, look, will you introduce me around? I don't know anybody there. I promise you, they will wear you out.
Right, right. And one thing to think of, too, is if you are a recent college graduate, many trade shows and conferences have special pricing for people in their 20s or just starting out. A lot of these things are negotiable, or they have, you know, scholarships if you volunteer to do something at the event. So there's, you know, if money's an issue, there's always ways you can get around it. Well, and it's invaluable because you're going to be meeting people that are in your industry that can be very valuable to you throughout your career.
You're going to meet people at the trade show, at the convention or whatever it is. You're going to meet people who are going to be so fired up about being there. You're going to say, "Wow, there must be something here I've been missing." Because you're going to meet people who say, "Oh, this is my 49th one," or something like that.
Right,
you know, I mean, they wouldn't miss it for anything.
Right.
And I'm telling you, folks.
And what you want to do too, from a personal marketing perspective, not only have your business cards, dress the part when you're at the event. So.
Yep.
You look appropriate. That's a key thing because, you know, frankly, you know, you're interviewing, you know, in a way too. So you want to look the part. But also social media, you know, you can tweet about the event before the event, that where you're going, what sessions you've attended, how great it is, and tweet after the event. Use the hashtag of the event.
Right.
Often
they like
you
that.
Can get
they like that.
Recognition at the event because they play that.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about whether to exhibit or not to exhibit. What should you do and when should you do it? Catherine Computer and I will do that after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.